朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天我们的讲员是刘志雄长老，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
我们从26节读到第6章的第5节。
We will read from verse 26 to chapter 6, verse 5.
我在这里读中文的。
I will be reading in Chinese.
你们可以自己按照自己喜欢的语言读你们自己的。
And you can read in your preferred languages.
我们同声的来读。
Let us read together.
不要贪图虚名，彼此惹气，互相嫉妒。弟兄们，若有人偶然被过犯所胜，你们属灵的人就当用温柔的心把他挽回过来，又当自己小心，恐怕也被引诱。你们个人的重担要互相担当，如此就完全了基督的律法。人若无有，自己还以为有，就是自欺了。个人应当查验自己的行为，这样他所夸的就专在自己，不在别人了。因为个人必担当自己的担子。我们在主面前有一点点祷告。
Let us have a word of prayer in front of our Lord.
天父，我们满心的感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank you.
因为你常常借着饼杯来供应我们。
Because you always provide us through the communion.
借着饼杯对我们的心说话。
And speak to our heart through the bread and the cup.
我们也相信。
We believe.
你更愿意透过圣经来对我们说话。
And you are more willing to speak to us through the Holy Bible.
我们把这一点的时间恭敬仰望在你的手上。
We give the following time to you.
求你对我们扬脸。
We ask that you show your face to us.
向我们施恩。
And give your grace to us.
我们祷告是奉主耶稣基督宝贝的名。
In the Lord Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. 我们都知道我们的信仰不是一种情绪上的安慰。
We all know that our faith is not just in an emotional comfort.
也不是头脑的知识。
And it is not mere knowledge.
也不是神学的那些道理。
Or theological doctrines.
也不是道德规条。
Or a ritual of formality.
总的来说，
In all,
我们的信仰就不是宗教。
Our faith is not a religion.
我们的 faith, 我们的信仰是一个关系。
Our faith is a relationship.
是我们与耶稣基督的关系。
Our relationship with Jesus Christ.
是借着信，因着神的恩典而有的。
It is through faith and exists because of the God's grace.
这样的关系，
This relationship
带来了生命上的改变，
brings out the changes of life，
让我们能够成为一个真正自由的人，
so that we can become truly free people.
这是保罗从第五章开始所教导我们的。
This is what Paul has been teaching us since through chapter 5.
我们是为自由而生。
We are born free.
我们可以自由地奔跑，自由地爱，自由地得胜。
So that we can run freely, love freely, and win freely.
不但如此。
Not only so.
在我们刚刚所读的这段经文里面，
In the passage we just read,
告诉我们一个自由的人是可以操练跟圣灵一同跳舞的。
It tells us that a person who is free can practice dancing with the Holy Spirit.
而这样的操练就让我们可以享受美好的人际生活。
And that kind of practice allows us to enjoy good relationships.
其实我们人活在地上。
As we live in the world,
重要的不是我们拥有什么。
It is not what we have that is important.
重要的是我们跟神的关系，跟人的关系。
What's important is our relationship with God and with people.
还记得箴言十七章第一节的话吗？
Do you remember what is said in Proverbs chapter 17?
设宴满屋，大家相争，不如有块饼干，大家相安。
Better is a dry morsel with quiet than a house full of feasting with strife.
或者是诗篇133篇第一节。
Or Psalm 133 verse 1.
看哪，弟兄和睦同居，是何等的善，何等的美。
Behold, how good and pleasant it is when brothers dwell in unity.
这是人生中最大的福气。
That is the biggest blessing in our lives.
那在保罗今天我们所读的经文里面，他其实是有告诉我们操练顺服圣灵能够建立美好人际关系有三方面要注意。
In the passage we'll be looking at today, Paul talks about the three aspects of practicing.
第一方面就是说，美好人际关系它的根基是在乎不要贪图虚名。
The first principle is that the foundation of a good relationship is when you do not become conceited.
这个是五章二十六节告诉我们。
That is what chapter 5 verse 26 tells us.
那第二方面，美好的人际关系的最大的挑战呢，就是彼此挽回，解决冲突。
And the second point, the challenges of a good relationship is about restoring one another and dealing with the conflicts.
那这是六章第一节。
And that is what chapter 6 verse 1 tells us.
那这两方面我们以前都已经在这里分享过了。
We have shared about these two aspects.
那今天我们要看的是美好人际关系最重要的原则。
And today we will be looking at the most important principles of a good relationship.
那这是二节到五节。
And that is from verse 2 to verse 5.
就是互相担当彼此。看重
which is bearing one another's burden and valuing one another.
我们现在来看第二节。
Let us look at verse 2.
你们个人的重担要互相担当。
Bear one another's burdens.
这一句话背后有一个很重要的启示。
There is a very important revelation of this.
那就是每一个基督徒的生命中都会迟早碰到一些重担。
And that is at some point of a person's life.
而这个重担是超过我们可以承担的。
A person will face burdens that are beyond their capabilities.
被罪恶所胜过是重担。
When a person is caught in transgression, that is a kind of burden.
但是悲伤、焦虑、疑惑、失败同样是重担。
But sorrow, anxiety, doubts, or failures are also burdens.
贫穷、孤独、疾病、抑郁还是重担。
As well as poverty, loneliness, depression, and other kind of burdens.
当我们面对到一些我们非常难以承受的重担的时候
，When we are facing some burdens that are too hard for us，
我们就需要有人帮助我们。
We need people to help us。
其实有的时候我们可能会重到一个地步，是需要专业的人来帮助我们。
Sometimes the burdens can be too heavy that we might need professional help。
你知道，我认识很多人。
I know a lot of people.
他们觉得自己很厉害。
They think that they are something.
他们有麻烦的时候，他们才不去麻烦别人。
When they're in trouble, they don't want to trouble other people.
那我也绝对同意。
And I definitely agree that.
一个人不应该啊，随随便便就去麻烦别人的。
One should not trouble other people as he pleases.
但是当你面对到自己不能够承受的重担的时候。
But when you're facing the burdens that are too heavy for you.
咬着牙不去找人帮忙。
Being very persistent in not finding help.
一般来说只有两个可能性。
Is probably showing two things.
要不就是蠢。
You're either stupid.
蠢得不知道自己有限。
So that you don't know your limits.
要不就是骄傲。
Or you're too proud.
骄傲到不愿意请人家帮忙。
Too proud to ask for help.
那我还认识另外一种人。
And I also know a kind of person.
这种人很属灵。
They're very spiritual.
他会提醒我。
And they remind you.
你忘记了诗篇五十五篇二十二节的话吗
？Have you forgotten the words in Psalm chapter 55, verse 22?
你要把你的重担卸给耶和华，他必抚养你，他永不叫一人动摇。
Cast your burden on the Lord, and He will sustain you. He will never permit the righteous to be removed.
还有耶稣在马太福音十一章二十六二十八节的话。
And also Jesus' words in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28.
凡劳苦担重担的人都可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。
Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
既然有了神
，Since we got God,
有了耶稣
，and Jesus,
还不够吗
？Aren't they enough?
只有那些弱者没出息的人才找别人帮忙。
Only the weak will seek help from other people.
那这也是一个非常可怕的错误。
And that too is a grievous mistake.
因为圣经很清楚地告诉我们。
Because the Bible has clearly told us.
主耶稣基督在十字架上亲身地担当了我们的罪债。
The Lord Jesus Christ Himself has bore our sins on the cross.
这一个重担没有任何人可以帮我们背的。
That is the burden that no one else can carry for us.
但是我们的忧虑、我们的试探、我们的怀疑、我们的痛苦。
But as for our worries, temptations, and doubts or sorrows,
这些重担我们是可以将一切的忧虑卸给神。
For these, we can cast these burdens on our Lord.
因为他顾念我们。
Because he cares for us.
但是我们千万要记得。
But we must remember.
耶稣顾念我们的方法。
The way Jesus cares for us.
常常是透过耶稣自己身体上的肢体，那就是我们的弟兄姐妹来帮助我们。
Is sometimes through the member of Jesus' body, that is our brothers and sisters, to help us.
如果我们还记得保罗一辈子所经历的故事
，If we remember what Paul has experienced in his life,
保罗也曾经到了力不能胜，甚至于要死的地步。
Paul was once terribly burdened that he was about to die.
他那个时候为了哥林多的弟兄姐妹，简直就活不下去了。
He was worried to death about the Corinthian brothers and sisters.
如果你还记得哥林多后书七章五节开始的那些话。
If you remember the words in Second Corinthians chapter 7,
我们从前就是到了马其顿的时候，身体也不得安宁，周围遭患难，外有征战，内有惧怕。
For even when we came into Macedonia, our bodies had no rest, but we were afflicted at every turn, fighting without and fear within.
但那安慰丧气之人的神，注意啊，但那安慰丧气之人的神借着提多来安慰了我们。
But God, who comforts the downcast, pay attention here, who comforts the downcast, comforted us by the coming of Titus.
不但借着他来，也借着他从你们所得的安慰，安慰了我们。
And not only by his coming, but also by the comfort with which he has comforted by you.
啊，这是一个很清楚的例子。
And that is a very clear example.
保罗当然知道把他的重担卸给神。
Of course, Paul knows to share.
但这个重担实在太重。
But this burden is too heavy.
啊，神也顾念保罗。
And God cares for Paul.
所以神来帮助保罗。
So God comes to help him.
神来安慰保罗
and comforts him.
但是神用的方法不是派一个天使，不是让保罗做异梦。
But it is not through sending an angel or giving him a dream.
甚至于不是让保罗全身发热或者是什么奇怪的事情。
Or giving him a strange experience.
当然神都可以做这些事。
Of course, God is capable of doing these.
但是神喜欢选用的方法是什么呢？
But what is the God's preferred way in this?
叫提多。
Asking Titus.
不只是叫提多。
Not just by sending Titus.
也是用着哥林多的弟兄姐妹。
But also through the brothers and sisters in the Corinthian church.
所以我们一定要记得。
So we must remember.
神是愿意承担我们一切的重担。
God is willing to carry all of our burdens.
但这不表示神会让他自己成为承担重担的方式。
But that does not mean God will use himself alone to be the way of lessening our burdens.
在教会里面。
In church.
当我们碰到很重的重担。
When we are heavily burdened.
重到我们没有办法独自承担的时候。
So heavy that we cannot bear them alone.
我们就应该去找属灵的长辈。
We should seek elderly in the church.
找属灵的同辈。
And our close, spiritual friends.
我们一起来承担。
And bear their burdens together.
那当然每一个人可以帮助我们的方式是不一样的。
And of course, people use different ways to help us.
有一些人他是可以为我们祷告的。
Some pray for us.
那有一些人他是会给我们一个很温暖的拥抱。
And some give us very warm hugs.
有一些人啊，他真是啊，他有会讲出那个很安慰很贴心的话。
And some are very good at giving us very considerate and comforting words.
那还有一些人是非常实际的。
And there are others that are very practical.
帮你准备一点食物。
Cooking food for you.
帮你处理一下你家里面的实际困难。
And handling the difficulties at home for you.
我记得有一次下好大好大的雪。
I remember when there was a storm, snowstorm.
那教会里面有一对年长的弟兄姐妹，他们自己住。
There's an old couple living alone.
他们还不好意思麻烦其他的弟兄姐妹。
And they didn't want to bother other brothers.
哇，他们自己在那里搞死他们。
They were trying very hard at that period of time.
那后来神很奇妙的。
But very amazingly, God.
让几个年轻的弟兄们就有感动，就去了他们家。
Some brothers were moved to, and they went to their house.
就很实际的帮他们把那个 sidewalk, 就是旁边人行道，就帮他们解决了。
And very practically, they got rid of the snow on their sidewalks.
这是一个很美丽的图画。
That is a very beautiful picture.
当我们看见别人有需要。
When we see other brothers and sisters in need,
我们就要问神。
We should ask God.
我们可以做什么可以跟他们一起来承担。
What can we do to share their burdens?
那如果我们自己有重担呢？
When we are the one carrying the burden,
我们也不要太骄傲。
Let us not be too proud.
我们也应该谦卑地请别人来帮助我们。
And we should be humble to ask other people to help us.
但是注意的是
But pay attention here.
是当我们要去与别人一同承担那个重担的时候
When we are to carry the burden with others.
你是要一同承担
You will bear the burdens with them.
你不是替他承担
But not bear the burdens for them.
哦，这个是很大的差别
And that these are very different things.
很多的时候我们想要帮助人
A lot of the times we want to help others.
但是我们忘记了
But we have forgotten that.
我们要学会慎思明辨
We need to learn to be discreet.
不能够鲁莽行事
Not to be reckless.
不越界不逾矩
Do not cross boundaries or overstep.
要有理性有原则的去帮助别人。
We need to help others with reasons and principles.
这个不只是对我们自己是一个保护。
This is not just a protection for ourselves.
这也是对别人的一种尊重。
But also a respect for other people.
保罗接着说，如此就完全了基督的律法。
Paul continues to say, and so fulfilled the law of Christ.
你们个人的重担要互相担当，如此就完全了基督的律法。
Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ.
那有一些读圣经的人就告诉我们。
Some people who read the Bible have told us.
这里重担跟律法摆在一起。
Here, there is a link between burdens and the law.
保罗啊，是在这里暗暗地讽刺犹太人那些假师傅。
Paul here is actually using innuendo at the Judaizers.
因为在新约圣经里面
Because in the New Testament,
无论是路加福音十一章四十六节
Whether it's in Luke chapter 11, verse 46,
或者是使徒行传十五章十节或者二十八节
or in Acts chapter 15, verse 10 or 28,
那里都说到律法本身就是一个重担。
They all talk about the law itself as a burden.
所以他们说保罗这节圣经是讲到说就是不要再去搞那些律法的事情，只单单的来行耶稣的律法。
So they believe that this verse is telling us, Paul is saying that do not view the law as a burden, but follow the law of Christ.
但是我们如果就是从字面来看的话
But if we read it literally,
我们必须承认
We must admit,
保罗这句话是有一点怪。
This verse is indeed a little bit strange.
因为加拉太书我们从一开始到现在已经花了差不多超过三分之二的篇幅啊。
Because we have seen that in the majority of the book of Galatians.
保罗都是在讲说这个绝对不要靠律法。
Paul has been saying that do not.
我们是因信称义。
Do not rely on the law and we are justified.
那现在居然说我们要完全律法。
But here he's saying that we should fulfill the law.
当然那个关键
But the important point here
是完全什么律法
is to fulfill what law?
基督的律法
The law of Christ.
那什么叫做基督的律法呢
What is the law of Christ?
还记得加拉太书五章十四节吗
Do you remember Galatians chapter 5 verse 14
因为全律法都包在爱人如己这一句话里面了
For the whole law is fulfilled in one word You shall love your neighbor as yourself
在保罗讲的基督的律法
As Paul talks about the law of Christ
为什么这个律法称为是基督的律法呢
Why is this law called the law of Christ?
当然因为这个律法是基督亲自教导的。
Of course, it is a law that is taught by Christ himself.
耶稣告诉人说整个神的心意神的计划神的要求就是在爱人如己这回事上。
Jesus has told us that the whole God's purpose is in this law.
你还记得在约翰福音？
If you remember in chapter, in John chapter 13,
十三章三十四节那里这么说，我赐给你们一条新命令，乃是叫你们彼此相爱。我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样相爱。
In verse 34, it says, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, just as I have loved you. You are.
十五章十二节又再重复一遍，几乎是。
And chapter 15, verse 12 is basically repeating it.
你们要彼此相爱，像我爱你们一样，这就是我的命令。
This is my commandment that you love one another as I have loved you.
所以这里很清楚。
Therefore, it is clear.
基督的律法是什么？
What is the law of Christ?
就是彼此相爱的命令。
That is the commandment of loving one another.
那这个命令被称为基督的律法。
And the law is called the commandment is called the law of Christ.
不只是因为这是基督自己教导的。
It's not just because it's taught by Christ himself.
也是因为基督就是爱人如己完美的典范。
It's also because Christ himself is the perfect exemplar of loving one another.
他的出生，他的一辈子的服侍，他最后死在十字架上。三天以后从死里复活。
His birth, his serving, and his dying on the cross and resurrecting 3 days later.
都把他的爱毫无保留地显明出来。
Have all shown his love completely.
以赛亚书五十三章第四节到第六节那里。
Isaiah chapter 53:4-6.
我们回去自己念一念，你就会发现那里真是充满了基督的爱。
If you read it yourself, you will realize that it is full of Christ's love.
我们如果读新约圣经，看看主在地上他的生活、他的态度、他的说话、他的待人行事。
If you read the New Testament and look at how our Lord treats people and the way he thinks and acts.
基本上就是向我们展示这一个爱的生命是什么样子。
It is basically showing us what is the love of life of love is like.
特别是当耶稣对待那个行淫被逮到的妇人那种的方式。
Especially as we look at the way Jesus treats the woman that is caught in adultery.
耶稣对待那个卖他的犹大。
AndTowards the Judah who sold him out.
耶稣对着三次不认他的彼得。
And towards Peter who denied him 3 times.
耶稣在十字架上对着那些要钉死他的人的祷告。
As well as Jesus' prayer for those people who wanted him to be crucified.
这一切都让我们看见。
All of these have showed us.
这是何等奇妙的爱。
Such wonderful love it is.
这一个律法
This law,
就是当我们彼此相爱的时候
is when we love one another,
我们就完全了基督的律法
we have fulfilled the law of Christ.
当然我们都知道
of course we know that,
我们没有一个人是靠行律法得救的
no one of us is saved by fulfilling the law.
但是每一个得救的人
but all of us who are saved,
在我们里面这个新的生命
in us, this new life,
它有一个要求
has a requirement for us.
这个生命是爱的生命
that is the love, life of love.
它就会渴望活出彼此相爱的实际
this life will desire to live out the actualization of loving one another.
其实这是一个人得救的记号
And that is a sign of someone who has been saved.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目。我是玛丽姐妹，很高兴你的收听，也盼望你的来信。如果你还没有相信主耶稣，请到活在耶稣里施工网站的首页，点击永生之道，理解耶稣真理。今天就相信主耶稣。从而享受主内新生命的永生祝福。